This is Twit.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, you should go to the Microsoft 365 blog. They've been publishing an astonishing array of content about working remotely and staying safe, all this stuff, and it's actually pretty incredible. One of the things that they threw up there was about staying safe digitally, and they were talking specifically about the phishing type attacks that are occurring now because of the coronavirus, and that I think the figure was 91% of malware that we get comes through email. And they have a bunch of advice. A lot of it's up, you know, really obvious, stay up to date, et cetera. The most important one in this list to me that you can do as an individual is to use multi-factor authentication
yes.
on all of your online accounts.
Yes.
If you're not doing this, you got to take the time to do this now, like right now. Like Microsoft account, Google account, every account you have that supports multi-factor authentication, you have to enable this. This is the simplest thing you can do to protect your yourself online or the maybe the best thing or whatever. But check out the Microsoft post for all, especially for their email advice. A lot of, you know, the 0-day thing we were talking about earlier is spread via email attachments. You know, people just do click, click, you know, double clicking stuff like just, you know, maybe practice some common sense, et cetera. But make sure you're using multi-factor authentication as well.
If you Bing protecting against coronavirus-themed phishing attacks.
That nobody does that, Leo.
I was trying to be nice. Just Bing it.
Just Bing it.
What did you just say?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be nice. No, you search in the search engine of your choice. You can find that because it's a long URL. Or you can just go to therot.com and poll.
Right.
Paul has a link there. That's actually, I would imagine every company worth its salt is going to have, you know, do what they can to help people. Because this is just, you know, you get a lot of people going home, a lot of our staff, and they're used to working here with the support of a great IT department and a lot of protection. You know, we have Cisco Umbrella running and all sorts of, you know, stuff. They're going home. And, you know, the thing I'm most worried about, and I think everybody should be, is, of course, it's tough right now. But then if these guys get affected and come back to work with their infected laptops.
Sure.
Suddenly you're going to see a wave of ransomware and other attacks because they're bringing them back to the network. They're bringing the virus back.
Hooray.
You can overextend the analogy between computer viruses and malware and COVID-19.
And yet,
there
are parallels. There are reasons we use those terms for both.
I have to say, as most of us, I'm obsessively reading every article I can, and I got to one on Medium written by a guy who said, "I'm an expert in viral growth hacking, so I think I know a little bit about COVID-19." And it's like,
oh boy,
no. You don't.
I'm a social media expert, so I think I'm uniquely positioned to explain how COVID happens.
No, you're not.